This is program number LW2630. You know, there's one thing all of us humans have in common. I'm not talking about 10 fingers and 10 toes. I'm not talking about craving good food and security and love of laughter and things like that. I'm talking about something much, much more important than that. Maybe you can see it in the lady of the land of silk. Let me tell you about her today. Hi, this is Larry West. She was about 50 years old, heavy set, obviously due to her overeating. She was not a lady we would consider beautiful today. She had a deformed back, and she hobbled around, walking on a cane. She died more than 2,000 years ago. She died in the year 150 B.C. She was called Lady Tai. She was the wife of the prime minister in central China. A post-mortem examination more than 2,000 years later, believe it or not, it can be done, revealed that she died of heart failure brought on by colic. Not surprisingly, since her stomach contained 138 melon seeds. Her grave was discovered when, at the construction of a new hospital, workmen were digging the foundation. What they found was a hexagonal wooden coffin, insulated by a thick charcoal jacket, sealed so well that the body inside, 2,000 years old, was well preserved. Now, what my point is, and what made this find such a newsworthy item, is this. Her tomb was laden with such lavishly expensive treasures that it was almost as exciting as the discovery of King Tut's tomb. Lady Tai was swathed in 20 silken cloaks and wraps. There were plates of meat, fish, and fruit, jars of wine, and even beef soup. Bowls, boxes, and jars were treasures for Chinese craftsmen. Her wardrobe included silk gowns, slippers, coats, combs, all carefully wrapped in perfumed sachets. They say that one of the most exciting of these relics was a silk banner painted, get this, painted with scenes of the heavenly world as well as the underworld. In the center was a painting of the lady herself. You know what it is that we all have in common now? Hope. H-O-P-E. Hope. We've got hope for some kind of life beyond the grave. That's what Lady Tai had. That's why she was buried with all those treasures. She would need them, you see, in that life that she hoped to have beyond the grave. And that's what you and I have, too. Hope for some kind of life beyond the grave. You might have seen it some time ago. It was aired on television. At an appreciation banquet given in honor of John Wayne, it was Frank Sinatra who at that time said to him, "May you live forever." And then he said to him, "And may the last voice you hear be mine." That made such an impression on John Wayne that at Bob Hope's birthday party, aired some time later, John Wayne said it to him, "May you live forever, and may the last voice you hear be mine." Somehow, we want to live forever, and if possible, even longer than that. Sure, crises come in our lives. Health problems, financial collapses, marriage problems, pollution problems, economic problems. But even in the midst of it all, there's something that we all have in common. Even in the midst of our problems and troubles, we want to keep on living. We hope, and there's the word, we hope that we can find that never-never land where there's nothing but peace and contentment and rest. We have hope for a life beyond the grave. It can't be found, I'm telling you today, it can't be found in the pyramids or in a sealed vault or in a state of frozen animation called cryogenics. It's found in only one place. His name is Jesus. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course. It's called For God So Loved You. Let me tell you something. If He didn't love you, He wouldn't want you with Him. You'd have no hope at all if it weren't for Jesus. For in Jesus, our hope can become realized. Write me for this free Bible study course. It's called For God So Loved You. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.